What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello, hello, hello. How's it going? Great. Updates on Season 6 and the Patreon incoming, but first let's meet some postcard artists. The game show came out a couple months ago, but the postcards are finally here and ready. Lee Anders, aka Galactic Oddball on Twitter, has a super colorful, dynamic style that marries perfectly into the hotel herself's game show aesthetic. I've had my eye on his stuff since it's been floating in and out of the fandom and was thrilled with the results. Thank you, Lee. Last month's bonus episode was The House, a glorious return to the hotel's weirder flavor, and we got a classic artist to match. Audrey, aka Funyurika, actually made a big splash on TikTok a year or two ago with her OC, The Lifeguard, which brought in a lot of new fans, and her piece is as haunting and striking as I've come to expect from her style. Long overdue, and she did great. Check our socials out to see those, and make sure to check both those artists out as well. Both those episodes are available on Patreon as we speak, and hotel tier patrons, both those postcards are already in the mail and on their way to you. As for Patreon this year, while I am going to post this and the last episode of The New Crew to the main feed, the bonus episodes are going to be Patreon exclusives. I don't love doing that, but Mama needs money to pay for hotel in Espanol. Season 2 and 3 of that are coming soon, which means more Parasitic Saint art. Huzzah, huzzah. That's a full lid for now. The Season 6 premiere is coming soon. My ship has run afoul once again on those rocky shoals of my old nemesis, copyright infringement laws. I'll go untangle all of that. You sit back and enjoy The New Crew.
There is a pounding in my head. A pulsing, constant rhythm that is throttling the blood that throbs through me, overpowering it, redirecting it. It bloats the veins in my head and squeezes my skull in stomping steps. It heats my meat, until my mouth has to hang open so my panting breaths might save me. It beats and breaks me with every throb until my vision blurs and I can't think about anything but the incessant, unyielding impact of every last barb. Mary won't stop talking. Mary has not stopped talking since she burst into the lobby. The concierge keeps nodding along and chuckling at just the right parts, encouraging her. Every word feels louder and brighter until it's just Mary's parade of nothing bouncing around inside and outside my head. Serge clears his throat quietly, but pointedly. He's not looking at me when I squint over at him, but I realize my hands are rubbing my temples. I roll my eyes and stuff them into my pockets. I notice his face sets itself just so, tightening microscopically. I don't know what he's worried about. Mary didn't see me do it. Mary doesn't see anything. Mary just talks.
Car all to myself, which most people would prefer, I know, but it was a long ride and I wouldn't have minded the company. I usually travel with a company.
Mary likes to talk. I know. Every word hits me like a mallet. The skin on my head pulls tighter and tighter. A dull scraping sound slowly overwhelms everything but the pain. It's not until I notice the desk bell rattling that I realize it's not just in my head. The whole building is rumbling low. Somewhere beyond the bloody walls before me, deep in the wet and gory crevices where the vermin of this place hide and crawl, the hotel grinds her gargantuan teeth with me. With me. The sinew on the walls is tense and dark, tight with frustration. The breath that oozes from the vents is hot and angry. Everything sweats, and the sweat is tinged pink with blood. It's so hot, in fact, that just behind Mary, some skin on the wall unfolds loosely and quickly, but only partially revealing. After my eyes adjust to the darkness beyond, a dirty mop bucket with a very old wooden-handled mop leaning out at a seductively rakish angle. Her yellowed mop head dunked in the rusty bucket full of blood, all alone in a dark closet, just waiting for a fun girl like me to take her out and paint the town red. But there's something between us. Another woman. Mary. All talk with Mary. No action, no purpose, no fun. No purpose and no fun. Not until after check-in. But why wait? The supply closet skin sags a little more, and I can almost see the curves and swirls on the wooden handle. I trace my eyes along its length, down to the old bucket. That's the bucket she was in, rotting in pieces while we had full run of the kitchen. That's the closet he cowers in. Is he in there now? Somewhere, somehow, holding onto his mop handle while he sucks his thumb. My blood starts pumping again. But now the rhythm is my own. My feet squish against the juicy floor as I pass Mary, still braying her bovahi.
Hey, this is the brief ad break.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Thanks for listening. Now back to the hotel.
Blood and pressure and anticipation build up inside of me so thickly that the air in the lobby itself fogs over. I'm almost swimming or floating. It's like a dream. The soft light brightens and blooms, just a little, on the mop handle. I hear a tisk bounce off the walls in every direction. I run my hand along the end of the wooden handle and even through my gloves. I can feel how smooth it is. The wood must be very old. I know Serge wants me back at the desk where I belong. But I don't want to. I lift the mop out of the stinking water. I don't think he wants to either. The mop drips all over the floor, and when it mixes with the blood, the whole mess goes dark, dark gray. I don't even think the others do. The staff. None of us want to stand by with our hands shoved in our pockets while these creatures wander around expecting constant care. The concierge may excel at it. But I know he doesn't like it anymore. Than I do. I know he doesn't like them any more than I do. And I, more than anything else, know how to have a little fun.
It's just a nice hot shower. I know it's cliche, but it really does decompress me. It resets me. No matter what's going on in my life, a nice hot shower or a cool bath really takes off the air.
I crack Mary in the jaw hard enough that it only hangs on one side now. It's still in one piece. And I feel so much better. The concierge is too stunned to speak. We stare at each other, waiting for a reaction from one another, maybe. Or from the hotel herself. Some consequence for disruption and interruption. Something opposite and equal. Something to balance the scales. Some ruler that peels my knuckles after a good finger wagging. But none comes. I give Mary another good strong whack. Her legs shudder and her jaw comes off the rest of the way. Warm blood sprays across my chest and down the concierge's face. For some reason, I think of my last check-in with Odd. Just barely visible, right at the edge of my heart's vision. I can see her. A fine mist of bloody dots on her wide, lonely face. I think it's her. Odd? The soft red nebula bobs excitedly. I swear I can almost hear her joyful shouts like a memory of a whisper. It's her! Do you see? I grin at the concierge. He grins at me and slowly removes his glasses, cleaning them with his pocket square. I hit Mary again and again, coating us all three of us, in her blood.
And you know what happened then? Do you know what the great and powerful hotel does to stop us?
Nothing at all.
The Hotel, The New Crew was created and produced by Veronica California and Mark Whitten, starring Rissa Montanez as the bellhop, Damon Allums as the concierge, and Bailey Wolf as the auditor. Music by Lauren Picorni and West Rodri. Produced by Pacific Obadiah.